9 minutes past four. Now, China, as I said, has doubled down after its disgraceful and disgusting tweet of a fake image of an Australian soldier holding a knife to the throat of an Afghan child. Now, when Scott Morrison demanded they apologise and delete the tweet, China's only response was to demand we apologise to Afghanistan. Now, look, as a nation, we knew that Australia's enemies and critics would use the Bertin War Crimes Report against us. But the Chinese government's use of a photoshopped tweet, you know, it does not undermine us as a nation. What it does is shows the hypocrisy of the Chinese government and its weakness. Australia, as a nation, at least has the courage to acknowledge its failings. We have the confidence in the strength of our people to deal with difficult truths. But what about China and its government? This is a government that will never admit the atrocities it has committed over decades. It will never confess and accept the brutality it showed in Tibet, the massacre in Tiananmen Square, the suppression in Hong Kong. It won't do it. It won't admit it because it's scared, because it fears to admit failure and fault will threaten the government's own survival. But you know, that is always the nature of tyrants and totalitarian regimes, just like what we're seeing from the Chinese government.